Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 again. That's 888-723-4630.
So CB from Chicago, Illinois, was in the middle of giving us some good advice about mailing lists when we had to interrupt her. So let's start from scratch. CB, welcome. What's your question or comment?
The issue is that in marketing, there are, of course, list companies who will sell you lists. And often it's a one-time deal. So you purchase a list, you send out your mailing or your email blast or whatever, and you're not allowed to use any of the other names ever again. However, the people who respond to you, those become yours. You then own those email addresses, those contacts. And that's been traditional in the industry, and that's why some people probably get caught up with the eBay. That the eBay's rules are actually the antithesis of that, unless it's changed in the years, and I haven't been up on it lately.
Just
wanting to know.
Yeah.
To let you guys know it's not a big deal.
So it's still that way now, right?
Well, are you talking about buying a list of names outside of eBay?
Right.
Right. Well, okay, this would be in the industry. This is not eBay. But
right.
the way that the direct marketing has traditionally worked, that's the way it works. So that if you make that contact, if they actually buy from you, now you can call them your customer. You don't have to go through that extra process. And I'm just saying, that's why maybe some people get caught up. I heard your comment that some people should have known better, but maybe that's why, because that's how it has worked in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. That was all.
Well, in this sense,
right.
If somebody buys from you on eBay, you're allowed to have them subscribe to newsletters and stuff.
You can ask them.
I meant ask.
Right.
That's an opt-in situation.
I'm trying to provide some caution here.
Right.
Because I've seen this happen in the past. But if you just start adding names to a list and you start emailing them any sort of marketing, and one of those people complains to eBay, and they were an eBay customer with a transaction with you, they make that connection, you just put your account in jeopardy. Trust me, and this is not going to get, we're not slacking off on the enforcement on this, we're actually going to be ramping it up. So be very careful about this.
Important info.
Very important.
CB, thank you for that little lesson.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Call us back again. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Griff, now it is time for we heard our Valentine's Day retail moment a few moments ago.
Yes, we did.
Like last hour. And of course, you know, on President's Day, I don't know if you know this, but it's the entire month.
Wow.
You can decorate and all kinds of things. So it's time for our President's Day Retail
Here's
Moment.
Retail Moment Marketing Plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
The big retailers know that President's Day is the year's best retail moment for a clearance sale. So first, list anything political, red, white, and blue, or starred and striped. Then, mark down your stale inventory and list items from your backlog to replace it. Hang a patriotic sale banner across your store billboard and make a store category called President's Day Sale. Send a store newsletter promoting your President's Day items and get the word out via social media. You could even enclose a red, white, and blue store coupon with every item you ship. Very presidential.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
And remember, you'll be able to hear these retail moments throughout the breaks. as well each month. And we're going to have them for just about every single retail moment you can think about on eBay. You don't do any of that, though, do you, Griff?
Not usually, no.
No. Valentine's Day's coming up. People care. People are looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Put anything red you got up there right now and put Valentine's in the... and please spell it Valentine's, not Valentine's. T-I-M-E-S. I see that. I hear people say that all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it helps. It just gives you a little leg up on everybody else. So, the eBay Radio chat board, if you're not with us, come on and join us. You go to ebayradio.com, you click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through Community Sign-In directly to the eBay Radio Group's homepage. And you see, that's where you find the secret word. Also, Griff's secret word, right under it, you will see the newsletter. And it's got your secret word in it, and that's how you win the duck contest on Tuesday. So, Griff, you're working with the event committee, huh?
Working with the event?
The event committee, yeah, because you told us that you knew it was going to be in the summer.
No, it's not that I work with it. They're part of the seller engagement team.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I know a little bit, not a lot.
What do you know that you can tell us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
I know nothing.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best here.
You just want me to lose my job.
By the way, Lori Ann, no, I don't want you to lose your job. Yeah. Lori Ann got it instantaneously, the Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, she sent me email. She got it immediately while we were still on the air with her.
Groovy.
So this is very nice to know, because we're going to do another trivia question in just a little bit, and it's going to be on something you hear on this show this hour. So you have to listen carefully to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know, of course, that we're always looking for interesting new eBay Radio guests.
We are.
So if you go to ebayradio.com, click on the words past episodes in the right-hand sidebar. That'll take you to the eBay Radio Archives. Then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page. Fill out the application. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Getting ready for the big storm.
Oh, you guys are going to have a big storm?
Yeah, we're getting a Pineapple Express, but it's a very quick one. Those are like nor'easters, only they happen in California, and it's a river of rain and water in the sky that comes up from the vicinity of Hawaii straight for the California coast, and they call them Pineapple Expresses. We've had a lot of rain in California, at least Northern California. We don't have a drought anymore, by the way, but we do have a lot of potential for flooding right now. So,
okay. Right now, we're going to E. Betsy with breaking news. Betsy.
Hello, Lee and Griff. I just thought you would like to know that with the 59th Annual Grammy Awards coming up this Sunday, Matchbuyer has launched the Grammy Charity Auctions. And they are some fantastic options. You can buy, of course, platinum tickets to next year's Grammys, or you can buy weekends at these fabulous, luxurious vineyards, or you can buy signed guitars by various Grammy winners. And they just have some incredible items. They have some signed microphones, Lee, by a couple of country singers you might like.
Ooh.
Yes, yeah, so they're very, very cool auctions, and you can find them all. You can see them at ebay.com/Grammy if you'd like to check them out.
Okay.
They launched today.
Okay, so it's...
They launched today, ebay.com.
All right, got it.
/Grammy.
All right.
And then you click on see all, show all.
Oh.
Shop all.
Okay. Shop all. Got it.
Shop
all. Yes, and they're going to keep adding more auctions as the week wears on, and this runs through the 23rd.
Oh, John loves Joe Bonamassa.
I knew there'd be something there you liked.
Mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert signed Gibson. Bruno Mars signed a Gibson Les Paul. Frank Sinatra tribute signed by Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks did a Frank Sinatra tribute? I don't know. Grammy winners, Maroon 5 signed a Vendor Squire Strat Electric. Lots of good stuff. Betsy, thank you.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. It all benefits Grammy's NARA Foundation through eBay and the Music Cares Foundation as well through eBay for Charity.
Thank you, Betsy. We appreciate
Thanks.
It. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Lots of good stuff here.
Lots of good stuff, yes.
Here's Grammy nominee Brendan Urie. I don't know who. Oh, Panic at the Disco. Fender, signed a Fender for $750. See, there's some, there are also some, zero bids.
Zero bids.
Yeah, zero bids. And they're starting pretty low. You know, I mean, there are some things for $450 on here.
Yeah.
Lots of interesting stuff. So go take a look. ebay.com/Grammys, and you'll be able to find anything you need to know. So, Griff, on page 11.
Yes.
Some tips for help with taxes. I thought we'd do that in the next segment.
Yes.
Thank you.
This segment, in the meantime, was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us at 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk, stop the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're listening for your special ringtone because we know it's you, 888-723-4630.
Okay, you have your page 11 up?
Of course I do.
Tips to help with taxes? Let's do, I know. But, you know, we gotta know this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I already paid my sales tax and use tax for 2016.
Oh, that's good.
It's always roughly the same every year. So I pay my use tax for all the stuff that I bought outside of from sellers outside of California. I pay that to California. But it's always about, it's roughly $900 every year.
Hmm. Well, you're a good boy.
Yeah, I know I'm a good
boy. You've done it already because, you know, it is that time of year to gather up your tax-related documents. And how do you keep yours? Do you file them away neatly and know exactly where
they
are?
Yeah, I actually, all of the tax-related stuff comes in the mail, and I have a little, like a standing file thing where I can put them, and I know they're all there. There's a big envelope, and it says the year.
So you gather up all your stuff.
Yeah.
W-2s, your 1099s, your this, your that. You know, if you got anything from a 1099 from PayPal or whatever, and you either go it alone or you meet with your trusty CPA.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, preparation is the name of the game. Even if you are going to meet with your CPA, you've got to get all that stuff together.
You do.
He or she is not going to do it for you. So in order to get the best results, be prepared with your numbers. So what do we need to know first, Griff?
Well, so the first thing you need to know is what you can deduct. And understanding what you can deduct on your taxes is going to be essential not only to good bookkeeping, but it's going to be great for your bottom line, hopefully. Although it varies for every business. Here's a list of expenses that you might want to compile before you start the tax preparation journey. Shipping-related costs, including shipping supplies.
Business vehicle expenses, most likely calculated in terms of mileage.
Home office costs, this is important, usually a percentage of your rent or mortgage, utilities, and internet service.
Bank and transaction fees, including PayPal.
That's right, those are deductible. Classes, seminars, and training expenses related to your business on eBay. For example, did you attend eBay Open? You may be able to deduct it as a business
mm-hmm.
expense.
Advertising costs are deductible.
Yes, of course, and also office equipment and software expenses.
Business trip costs, I love this one, for the purpose of sourcing new inventory or attending a trade show.
The costs are all deductible.
Yep.
You can learn more about business deductions on the IRS website. Now, the key is to keep detailed records, including receipts, complete with notes indicating the business purpose for each expense. If you purchase something using PayPal, you have your receipt and those records. I always keep a little notebook, and when I'm doing something that I know is a deductible expense, I keep the receipt and I put it in the notebook and I write a little note on that page. And that way it's all in an order.
You know, because I have separate bank accounts for my business and my personal, everything that I spend with one card is tax deductible because I don't use it for anything else. And so that's just one tip for you. You might want to do that. A lot of people commingle their credit cards.
Yes.
And that's not a good idea. It's much easier if you use one. You don't have to have a corporation or anything. You don't even have to have a business name. Just have a separate checking account for your business. Would
yes.
be okay. And we talked about the bookkeeping software earlier, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both like the GoDaddy.
We love GoDaddy. Mm-hmm. I actually couldn't do my business without GoDaddy.
If you want,
just makes life
and it's
so simple.
Inexpensive too. If you want to put in the work, you can keep track of your business expenses using a simple Excel spreadsheet, but bookkeeping software can greatly simplify the process. And also, another thing that software package does for you, Griff, is that it automatically gives you a place and even asks for the category that it's in. See, when you're writing down things in your book, your little book, that's fine. That's all right, because you probably commingle, right?
Yeah.
But the thing of it is bookkeeping software will ask you for things that you didn't think you knew you needed.
Yes.
Like the category it goes in, etc. Two bookkeeping services that work well is the GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, which we mentioned, which is formerly Outright, automatically pulls information from your eBay and PayPal accounts, as well as from other business-related accounts such as your credit cards, your banks, etc. And these transactions are organized into the same expense categories you'll find on Schedule C. Now, I use the second one, which is QuickBooks. And it's an alternative to GoDaddy Online, but I use it because I use it for my entire business, not just for eBay stuff. So either one of those, QuickBooks or GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, will do everything to make generating your Schedule C easier. So, Griff, what do you want to What do you want to say to them if they ended up last year with a shoebox full of random receipts?
Whew. Better get start cracking. April 15th will be here sooner than you can handle.
Yeah, and consider taking a little time every week going forward to organize your business-related paperwork, because the upside of having a weekly, if not daily, update of your business finances is twofold. Not only will it be easier to find what you need at tax time, but you'll also have a much better outlook on the health of your business as a whole. We are reading from Audrey Tracy's entire post at ebayforbusinessblog.com, and it's much longer. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, so you can read her entire post, ebayforbusinessblog.com. Yeah, I've got my taxes down to a science. John and I have a box for each year, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got them in alphabetical order, the files in that box. And we have one for each year. And then when we're allowed to get rid of the old year, we get rid of it and, you know, use the box again for the new year that you're in.
Right.
And that works for us. But you have to have some sort of organization or you're going to go crazy on tax time.
Exactly. And I also, it's one of the reasons why I'm a big believer of not using cash ever. Is that if you use a payment service, whether that's a credit card, bank, or debit card, or a company like PayPal, and you connect them all to this your online bookkeeping service like GoDaddy's, you don't have to keep receipts.
Right, all that exactly. Information, yeah. Exactly. It's all in there.
Right, exactly.
Which is cool. So we have to congratulate somebody here, Griff.
What's that?
How could I have lost it? Hold on just a minute. Sorry about that. Oh, I lost it. The chat board is what I've lost here. Oh, okay. Our friends in Chicago, you know how they're always doing that Chicago cellar event every year?
Yes, yes, I do.
And yeah, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
They got mentioned in Entrepreneur Magazine.
Oh, great.
10 conferences to consider in 2017 to boost your online retail strategies. And they were listed in it. And we're so proud of them because we remember when, don't we?
Well, we do.
When they were tiny, tiny small. So anyway, congratulations. You guys deserve it. You work very hard on it every year. And we appreciate you. And I'm sure our listeners do too, because many of them go to your event. So congrats for making it on the top 10 there.
Hooray!
Yep. Not easy to do, you know.
No, I know.
So reminding you, we're going to have a little trivia contest.
Oh, we are.
In the next half hour.
Oh, I love trivia contests.
Give away another Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Yes.
And the trivia is going to be a simple question. It's going to be about something that we've talked about during this hour on eBay Radio.
Yes.
Okay. So somebody just said Lee was warned. Nevertheless, Lee persisted.
Story of your life, baby.
Do I relate to that one?
Nevertheless, she persisted. That's already...
She was warned, Griff.
Well, I know, but you can already buy t-shirts with the... Nevertheless, she persisted.
I know.
Pretty funny.
I know. We're getting good t-shirts out of this, if nothing else.
Right.
Yeah. So we have some people. Oh, Oilerman21, good morning to Griff Lee. eBay Radio Team 2003 and eBay Radio Land, cold but no snow in the deep south today. Mm. Wish we had some. Send about a foot of snow our way.
Why
it
would
happened
you want
back
snow?
In the 19th, because when you never have it, it's kind of interesting. I remember because I was raised pretty much in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
And once a year it snowed 1 inch and we got to stay home from school and we would try in vain to make a snowman and it never worked. But we loved it when it snowed. So see, people who live where there's no snow, they like it every now and then.
Oh, I suppose.
They wouldn't like it if they had to deal with it and go to work in it every day. Okay?
Yeah.
But he says it happened back in the 1990s. He says he's listening and listing. Everyone have a good time and enjoy some drinks and munchies. See ya, Ron, a.k.a. Oilerman. Who else is in here today? Lorianne, of course, we knew. She calls herself the token millennial, by the way.
The token millennial?
CLB Collectibles, you know who called in today and won.
Yeah.
She said eBay is alive and well. This week has been amazing. The rain has been killing our flea market income, and we were down to $12 in PayPal after I pulled money to give to Craig for auctions. Just when I start feeling a little panic, the eBay gods come through and have my back. Boy, isn't that business.
Yeah.
It is a business owner. I know I'm in the right business because no other job could have racked up our income in such a short amount of time. Anyway, talk to you guys in a bit. Signed, Lori Ann, the token millennial.
The token millennial.
Of course, DJ Movers 99 is on here. David, DJ?
Yeah.
Lee Maribel? Oh, yes, I am. Let me see who else is up here. Of course, our beloved eBetsy is on here right now. So feel free to come join us in the chat room if you want to. So, Griff, so what was the first year of eBay Live?
2002,
first year of eBay Live.
It was 2002, exactly.
We've come a long way, baby.
Well, don't you think? So this segment is, where am I? This segment was brought to you
by
something.
We'll be right back with more eBay Radio.
Yeah, that's what you say.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Listen while you list.